We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey pregame show. It's Saturday night. We're at KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point. The Yellow Jackets in game two of their two-game, three-day series with UW-Stevens Point. I'm John Garvin. We're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And it is about to get loud here because the warm-up is about to start. But at any rate, coach, speaking aloud, your building was pretty loud on Thursday night. Regardless of the outcome, that was kind of a fun hockey game.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. We've had some really great initiatives with our athletic department on building the culture, and, you know, the Pack the Hive thing was one of the things we wanted to do, and, you know, the student support was great. It was great to hear the UWS chants and everything else. It was kind of quiet there in the beginning, and then the guys started to take control of their game, and we were able to kind of put a little bit of a show on for everybody. It was fun. You know, I thought men's basketball did a great job in hounding their goalie and going from end to end on in between periods, and you know, shout out to them for clinching playoffs tonight. Super proud of them. They're making the school proud of what they're accomplishing, and it was a fun game. I think, you know, it was a little bit a little tale of two different teams, and you know, for I would say half the game they were the better team, the other half we were the better half, and you know, and take a penalty in overtime and 4-on-3 already, and it is what it is.
Another slow start for your team, man. It's something that's kind of plagued you the last handful of games. How do you get out of that funk?
At the end of the day, I think it's a choice. You know what winning requires, and it requires hard work, and you gotta get it done, right? So, you know, to be consistent at winning, a fast start, I think is part of it, and you know, we gotta build from there. And I think if the day we get that going will be the day we turn it around.
Talking about hard work, the York Blaze Bates line, they worked really hard on Thursday night, and they came out of it scoring three goals. They were really good.
Yeah, they were a fun line. Like we were going through video and everything after the game, and like I told the guys, like we had 22 dump-ins in the first period, we had 6 in the second, and 3 in the third. We were able to skate the puck into the zone, and you know, there's all this structure, right? You talk about 1-2-2 forechecks and 2-1-2s and D-pinching, D-not-pinching, so on and so forth. And you know, I'm asking the guys yesterday before practice, okay, like, you know, what went well, what went right, and one of the guys said structure, and I was like, structure had nothing to do with it. And they were all baffled by that, because as coaches, we're creatures of habit, right? And we talk about structure all the time. I'm like, you guys never once did the forecheck properly. But either one, 1-2-2, we did all of them. We did all of them that game. Never once did it executed one of them correctly, but we reloaded the right way. We hounded the puck the right way. That line just was not going to be denied. And at the end of the day, I'll take that over structure any day.
So you flip the switch in the second period. You start playing a little more physical, and that's kind of when the tide started to turn. When you were taking the body a little bit more, you get the three quick goals in a minute and 22. You dominate in the third period, but you don't get the win in overtime. You built a lot of momentum up. How do you get that to carry over to tonight?
Well, I think it's part of a choice. The guys know how they have to beat Stevens Point. Now you just got to go and do it. Now, unfortunately for Stevens Point, it requires us playing on the edge. Unfortunately for us, it's a lot of work to play on the edge. And you have to play on the edge without taking penalties. You have to play on the edge, and it's exhausting. And, you know, we're in February here now. Like, guys are beat up a little bit, and everyone has nagging injuries and everything else. So it's a mindset. And, you know, if our minds are right, we're good, you know. Just slap shot. Right in the mind.
I always like a good Reg Dunlop reference anytime I could get one in a pregame. That's fantastic. It's a smaller ice sheet here. Do you build your lineup looking for more speed because you know you're going to have less time to make plays and less time to get to spaces, or do you look at size and try to muck things up a little bit more?
I think it's a little bit of both. We kind of put some new guys into the lineup for some freshness. You know, Cuddy's been a very good defensive player for us, so we wanted to put him in. Maybe the small sheet will help that. You know, we took some guys out of the lineup that have traditionally that need to get their game going. We moved some guys around. You know, we put Colton Nelson in, a kid, he's a senior, he's played over 60 games. He's never, he's played against Point multiple times. And so, right now our line, we have the benefit of really being able to change up our lineups when we want. I wouldn't necessarily say, oh, we're going to change it for this or that or the other thing. It's more about who's looking good right now and who's being consistent, who might need a rest, who whatever. And, you know, we got to, you know, feel and we got to go from there.
You flip-flop Jordan Martin and Andrew Durham from the center and the wing positions. What's behind that?
Well, Andrew Durham has played in over 10 line combinations so far this year. And we have yet to keep them on the same line and switch centers. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I as well as just try to get them going, I guess. Nick Altos made his collegiate debut on Thursday, kind of getting thrown in the deep end of the pool as your team was down 4-1 when he came in. But all in all, for the most part, he played pretty well.
Listen, at the end of the day, Alty's been an unbelievable character player and good citizen. He hasn't complained, come to me, when am I going to get my chance, whatever. And if I went with Hector tonight, he wouldn't have said anything either. And, you know, we kind of, like you said, got thrown into the deep end. He went in the second period. You know, it's a pretty long distance from warm-ups. Thought he made some good saves. You know, at the end of the day, too, it's why not him? You know, we're not getting it done, and maybe it starts to, you know, put a fire under other guys. I mean, I don't know if it has any stake in that. It's his time right now. He's got to get it done for us.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck.
Take care, Garf.